Has the miners' strike changed your attitude to strike?
Oh, fundamentally. I mean, I was very wary about this strike before it started. You know, one of the most important elements of not just NUM history but British labour history was, you know, were the great arguments that went on here in Aberdare and the Rhondda and Maesteg across central South Wales in the first decade of the 20th century, when the arguments were going on about syndicalism and about whether or not basically trade unions or organised workers could usurp the power of democratically elected governments. And I was steeped in all that. And to me, it was obvious that a democratically elected government with all of the power of the state will always beat you. And not a totalitarian government, by the way, as we saw in Tunisia this week, but a democratically elected government has got the legitimacy of the vote of the people. And you can believe you've got the best case in the world, and you can change things to a certain extent, but you know, there was never a hope in hell that we were going to be another Solidarnosc, or you know, that because of course the government in Whitehall wasn't the Polish Stalinist regime, or it wasn't Ceausescu, or it wasn't it wasn't a totalitarian government. It was one that had been elected by a significant majority of the British people.